The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tmura Daf Ches. We'll continue our discussion of the Inyonim of the Ovid Lo Mahani. We'll do is, we'll use the different nuschois that are discussed by Achrayim in reference to a few famous kashas. We discussed in the previous year, Choshemishpat Simon Reish Ches discusses a mekach that's done b'isser, where a person buys or sells something b'isser. It happens to be talking over there about a mekach memkar, that the person was nishba not to sell, whether the mechir of the bias there is nishba not to sell is chal or not chal. Ramos says that it's chal. The Ktois wants to dispute that understanding of Tosis in Davov. We discussed that. The other case that's discussed over here is Gemara Bava Kama Daf Ayin of Meis. It seems clear that Mekach B'Shabbos will be chal. Somebody buys and sells. There's an Issa D'Rabban. There's no chilum to an Issa D'Rabban D'Raisa. The Gabi Yavid Leimahani. Somebody buys and sells Mekach on Shabbos, whether the Mechira is chal or not. Seems clear the Gemara over there that should be chal. What happened to Yavid Leimahani according to Rava? If we pass in Rava, which is the opinion of many Achroinim B'Das HaRishonim, so then L'choy there should be a klal of Yavid Leimahani. The other kasha that's asked is Chum Daf Yudalid. Says over there that Sheikhit B'Shabbos, so the person either becomes a Rasha, doesn't become a Rasha, depending on the circumstances, but one point is definitely true. Sheikhit B'Shabbos, even though it's a violation of a Malacha D'Raisa, so the Halacha is the Mechira, I'm sorry, the Shechita, is Chal, the Behemoth is Geshachna. Why? Yavid Leimahani. So this famous Yisoid that comes from Gedolei Achronim, Gedolei Kadmoni Achronim, 400 or 500 years ago, the Marit, the Maritats, both of them from the 1500s, where the nusach that they use is that Yavid Loi Mahani is only a klal, according to Rava, when Al Yudei the Loi Mahani, they understand that Yavid Loi Mahani is the Torah's response to something being done. We discussed in the previous shiur from Kiveger, not that Yavid Loi Mahani is the Torah responded to an issa being done by being mafkir, the results of what was done, Shaloi Kedin. But the pshat is the Torah is telling you, don't do it. When the Torah says don't do it, the Torah says more than that. The Torah says you can't do it. They seem to differ on that interpretation, the Marit Maritats. They say that Yavid Loi Mahani means the Torah responded to an issa that was done by saying, okay, so now that an issa was done, but we don't want that to be created, so what we'll do is, what the Torah will do, is the Torah will be mafkia, the fruits, the results of that doing, and Mamela won't be in violation. So they say, what happens in a case where there's no tails to be gained? The Torah has no benefit from being mevatel that, the effects of that thing. So Mamela over there, there's no Yavid Loi Mahani. What's the case? The case is, let's say, Sheikhit B'Shabbos. Let's say, in order to protect the integrity of the lav, the Torah, the Svar of Rava would be, that the Torah is mafkir, the heter achila. A person shechter behem on Shabbos, chmanot on chil Shabbos. The Torah was mafkir, that now the behem is not, it doesn't have a heter, the behem has a din of an avela. Would that take away the lav? Would that undo the lav? What's the lav? The lav is the malach of noitel nishmosai. Noitel Nishmasi you still have. The Behemoth Lamaisa was killed. So what's the purpose of undoing the Issa? That seems to be the way the Marit and the Maritat say it. Lagabi Mekach B'Shabbos, they'll say the same thing. And over here it needs an extra Knech. Mekach B'Shabbos, L'chor if you undo it, no sale was consummated. If no sale was consummated, you weren't over. L'chor there should be an Ovid Loi Mahani. The same way if a person would divorce his wife, he would divorce his Anusa, or he would be Mekadosh, by undoing the effect of the Aveiru, the Torah protects the integrity of the Rotzen Hashem, and the Torah is saying that's not Chal. So the same thing should be true Mekah B'Shabbos. The Mechira shouldn't be a Mechira. I try to sell you my house on Shabbos, but it doesn't work. The house belongs to me. No Mekah was consummated. However, the Achroinim point out, when the Sivis says and others, is that the Oymek HaDover is that Mekach B'Shabbos, the Isser HaTorah, wasn't on the effect of the Mecca Chumemka was not on the transfer of ownership between Reuven and Shimon. The Isser of Mekach B'Shabbos, when the Siv says it, is that the Gemara and Shabbos says that the Isser of Mekach B'Shabbos is Otu Ksiva. Engaging in an act of business, an act of commerce, is in and of itself the Isser Shabbos. Nothing to do with whether it was Chal or not. If a person sells something to somebody, and for whatever technical reason, the Mechira fell through. But if he did a Maisa of Mechira to, Reuven did a Maisa of Mechira to Shimon, so then that is the Isser of the Rabbanon of Mekach B'Shabbos. Now, it's Memele taking away that it wasn't Chal and the house didn't become Shimon's doesn't undo that. And by the way, we'll add in that this has tremendous nafkaminas. If we define the Chil Shabbos of Mekach B'Shabbos as being in the Maisa Mechira and not in the effect, what happens with any sale which one did the actual back and forth and agreement and Maisa Kinyan on Tuesday, and it's not Chal till Shabbos. For instance, throughout a Pashta case, somebody has what was discussed in the Poskim of 100 years ago, somebody has vending machines, where he sets up the sale and he puts the machine into place in the middle of the week, and then somebody comes along, a guy comes along the airport and he's buying from his vending machine. When is he actually being koina? He's being koina on Shabbos. When was the Maisa Mechira on my part when I set up the machine done? It was done Tuesday last week. Is it mutter? Is it also? I place a bid on eBay and the end of the bidding period and when it becomes mine, if my bid is accepted, is on Shabbos. Did I do a Maisa Mechach on Shabbos? No. I'm sitting at home singing Bar Chalali and having a second helping of Cholim. The Mechach will be Chal because computerized. That's when the king, and that's when they'll take my credit card information. Did I do a Maisa Mekach U'Memkan Shabbos? Was a Chalois Mekach U'Memkan Chal? That's a famous discussion. It's beyond the Mezgeret of this year, but that'll be totally in that. Me and say what Achronim discuss is that Mekach on Shabbos, nothing will be created by undoing the effect of the Mekach, because the Issur is the Maisa, not the effect of the house or whatever you'll have being sold. Some other won't help. The Taz and Reishches, over there in the Siman of Mekach, Be'isra and the Sharmelech, seem to be saying something else. They say that the Isurim that are done on Shabbos, the Isur is not in the thing itself. The Shechita B'Shabbos, let's say. There's no Isur in the Shechita. It's not Shechita per se that's also. The Isur is Malacha. Shechita is the way Malacha is performed. Mekach B'Shabbos. There's no Isur in this Mekach. There's an Isur Shabbos. The Isser Shabbos happens to be memela that the Mekach can't be done. Mashen, let's say, separating Trumas and Maisus in the way that it should be done. Being Megarish and Anus over there, this Maisa with this woman is also. It's this Maisa with this thing that's also on Shabbos? No. So memela over there, there's no Yavad Lai Mahani. Meaning to say, according to the second Mahalach, Yavad Lai Mahani is a definition of when that chalois inherently was something the Torah didn't want. Torah has nothing against meat becoming mutter to eat on Shabbos. Torah has nothing against something being sold on Shabbos. The Torah has something against that maisa being done on Shabbos. So memela, there's no, the Torah never had anything against that effect, that chalois, that creation, so there's no Yavad Lai Mahani. Like the first Mahalach that we just discussed, the Marit, the Maritat, it seems that Yavad Lai Mahani is not inherently the Torah doesn't want that thing. The Torah will be mafkia, the chalois of anything that's done, in order to undo, to protect the integrity of Halacha. That's only when it's going to have that effect. If it doesn't have that effect, the Torah won't undo that. We'll say one case where there isn't a difference. The Rambam is clear that if a get was written, a fellow divorced his wife on Shabbos. By accident, it was a toast. They wrote the get on Shabbos. They didn't realize that it was Shabbos. They didn't realize it wasn't his Shabbos. The Rambam says that it's good. What happens to Yavid Lai Mahani? Over there, Lefi Eni Chilik, it comes out. There's no purpose because there's no point to being Mafkir the Gerishin because the Issur is the writing of the get. The Issur is the giving of the get, and that was done. Undoing the gerush and the effect of the get will not help, A. B, the Torah never spoke about a chalois gerush and being something that's connected to Ratz Nabar. So there's no Yavad Lai Mahani on that. That'll work according to either Mahalach. There's another point to be made also on this kasha. Rabbi Chanan points out in Kovet Tzoris that, let's say, Shechita B'Shabbos, the Torah disallows something that you create that's in violation of halacha. The shechita over here, that the animal becomes mutar l'achila, is something you create? or a person shechts the behemah, memel the behemah is a shchuta memel it's mutarit. That's your effect. Gerishin, kiddushin, kinyonim, trumas and vices, these are all effects that a person creates. He's a bailam on that thing he creates. Shchita has nothing to do with your bailus. Nothing to do with your giving, taking, transferring, changing something. Shchita is a reality. When a person shechts, the behemah is a shchuta. So what do you want to do? You want to undo that? That has nothing to do with the person's maisa. This would be explained, let's say, there's another famous kasha, Kareh al Mesim Shabbos. Yerushalmi says the person can bring, if somebody tore kriya, achmanson, on a korov that passed away. So the kriya is a good kriya, even though tearing the beged is a malach on Shabbos. By the way, it's not mekalkul, because over there, since he's being mekayim and positive to else, there's a mitzvah to be Kareh al Mesim, it's called mitake, not mekalkul. Why don't we say over the Lamahamid? Teretz is over there, also the same thing. There's nothing about the kriya itself, about the being yoitza, that the beged is ripped, is nothing to do with your creating, your changing, your lifting up, your transferring, nothing to do with that. There's a physical reality there. Someplace else where there's a discussion, Kivege and Chuvis Kufmemal has a discussion. What happens if a baby is nimoil shalabizmanu? He was born on Friday, the bris is done next Shabbos, on the ninth day, let's say. Or, let's say, the common case is when a baby is born ben hashmoshes, and you don't know if the baby was born on Friday, you know the baby was born on Shabbos, or the baby was born ben hashmoshes. Of Motzi Shabbos, you don't know if the baby's birthday is Shabbos or Sunday. We'll take the case of Friday and Shabbos, it's easier. You don't know if the baby was born Friday or Shabbos. If the baby was born Shabbos, then B'yom HaShemini is Doicha Shabbos. If it's a Midrash Shel Leib Zman, because he was born on Friday, then you have to wait till Sunday. Friday you can't mal because it might only be the seventh day. Shabbos you can't mal because it's certainly the eighth day, but maybe it's the ninth day. So you'll have to wait till Sunday. That's the halacha. What happens, let's say you mal the child on Shabbos, and it was found out, it was Nizgala, that the baby Be'etzim was born last Friday. It's a Midrash Shel Leib Zman. It's a kosher Midrash, but Shel Leib Zman. Do you have to be make hatofes dan bris? Rabbi Kivegan discusses what happened to Yavid Laimani. Why not say the meal is not chal, the child is not a mole? So the Fida Marit, what's discussed is Rabbi Kivegan points this out, that if we say that the purpose of Yavid Laimani is to protect the integrity of halacha, that the Torah said that anything that shouldn't be done, the Torah was mafkir that effect. So over here also, what happens is, Mila is like a ma'aseh shechita. It's a melacha on Shabbos because of making a chabura. It's considered mitaken because to make a child mohol, ein lecha takonu gedol mizu. But what happens if the child is not a mohol? Then it's mekalkel. Mekalkel b'chabura is potter. So memela, lefi de marit, if you undo the mila, if you undo the effect of the child being mohol, and you say the child's not mohol, so then the mila wasn't done. The mila wasn't done, it's a mekalkel. Memela, you've protected the integrity, chil Shabbos wasn't done. So you'd say, Yavid, like Mahani. Kivega Kamat makes the cheshbon. If you go with the vort that we just said from Rav Chana, let's say, Shkita B'Shabbos, the reason why there's no din of Yavid, like Mahani, to say the behemah is an avela, is because the creation of a behemah having a heter achil is not something he did. He did a ma'is Shkita, the fact that it's a shkuta is me'elof. What's a mohul? A mohul is a creation that the father creates by doing a ma'isa milutim, or no? There's a mitzvah to do a ma'isa milah. The fact that the child is mohol has to do with the physical mitzvah, that he was mohol, like the ma'isa milah. Nothing to do with that the one who mauled him created the heter, created his status as a mohol. If we go with that, it's quite possible that the mila, the chalois in the mila, the shem mohol, is a dover ha'imid bifnei atzma. It's not a tetzor of the creation of the mohol. The raya would be from Tosfos discusses in Avod Zarah Daf Chavov, a goy being mal. A goy certainly can't create any halachic definition, and still the halacha is that if the goy is mal, the child is mohol. The point being, that if the orla came over the child's body, the child's mohol, that's his mitzvah, that's his reality. So what shaykh Yavid Laimani over there? Yavid Laimani means the Torah was mafkia, some creation, some chalais that you did, the Torah didn't allow you, the Torah said you can't do it. Not only don't we not want you to do it, you can't do it. But what happens if you're not the one who's doing it? So well over there, it will be chal. We'll point out one last, maramokim. Legabe mechirois, legabe mekach u'memkar, u'boifim where it violates halacha, whether you say Yavid Laimani. The Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvos, selling karka in Eretz Yisrael, not leasing temporarily, but selling forever, will be a violation of a lav in Parshas Bahar. One is not allowed to sell karka in Eretz Yisrael. That's part of the discussion about the Het Bechira on Shviyas, whether giving the land to Goyim, to Arabs, during Shemitah is in violation of this lav. Chaznish discusses this extensively. Lagabi his iser of Lagabi his invalidation of the Het Bechira. In any case, the Ramban says that if a person sells karka in Eretz Yisrael, Yovid Loimani, the Bechira is not chal. And the question is asked that there's another case where a person sells something, selling karka with his lav, and over there we don't say Yovid Loimani. There's a halacha of Oino. Oino means somebody overcharged somebody else. Now, it is certainly clear in the fourth parak of Bava Metzia that Oino, that the wrong party could be Teve in Bezdin, is only on Metaltalin, not on karka. But on karka, the Ramban Lamaisa says that there is a lav. You're not allowed to overcharge somebody. You're not allowed to rip somebody off. It might not be a mekach tos, and he can't come back to and reclaim his karka. But Lamaisa is over a lav. He's over a lav. Why not say Avad Lamahani, the Mechir shouldn't be chal? So what we'll have to say is that Mechira of karka in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, is something the Torah doesn't want. The Mechira of a house that's worth a half a million, and the seller is able to fadre the buyer a cup and sell it to him for $750,000. $1 million. Is the Mechira something the Torah doesn't want? Or the Mechira, I haven't even included the Isser Legabi the price, but the Mechira of the Karka itself is not something the Torah doesn't want. Mechira of Karka in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah specifically doesn't want this piece of land being sold to that person. Selling a piece of land and overcharging, the problem is not in the buying and the selling. The problem is in the kvius, so the price that it will facilitate the sale of that. That's not a lav in the Mechira itself, that's a lav taking advantage of somebody in the context of a Mechira. On that, there won't be Yavit Leimahari.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.